Just when you thought it was safe to watch cable television again, it's Shark Week on Discovery Channel, and joining us is Brooke Runette. She's executive producer of Discovery Channel's Shark Week. I'm stunned when I see that this is the 25th anniversary of Shark Week. It's amazing how successful this has become, Brooke.
I know. It really is. Listen, it started on a cocktail napkin 25 years ago, and I think all of us are surprised, too, a little bit, but we realize that we have the greatest star ever, which is the shark.
That's true, and it's fascinating to watch. We all, you know, we tune in every year for it, and it started, I guess, to help people respect sharks, but I'm just as afraid as when I walked out of the theater after seeing Jaws.
I think it's true. You should respect the shark and have a healthy, healthy fear of them. I think if you see seals out in the water, don't go swimming. They really can. You know, they do have big teeth, and they really can do some damage if they, you know, wanted to. But it's been amazing because over the last 25 years, we've just the shark science has basically advanced so much. And one of the things that we've found is that, you know, when Jaws first came out, we really knew nothing about them. But now we're finding so much out, and a lot of the cameramen that I work with and the producers are working hand-in-hand with scientists and showing us things that we never could see before, like the air Jaws shot that everyone is, you know, is now so amazed by. But that was something that wasn't even ever documented on film until about 2001.
I know. Very often I'll be at the beach when Shark Week is on, and I'll come back, you know, from spending the day at the beach, tune it on at night, and think to myself, wow, how do you get those people in the water this close to a shark? How do you?
Well, I would say at Discovery Channel, we attract a crazy bunch of people who want to do this stuff, which is half the fun, is they want to go out and they want to put themselves out there to see what they can get, to see how close we can get without actually being bait, but how close you can get and get these amazing pictures. And again, you know, these cameras, which have gotten to be 1,000 frames per second, now we can shoot so much faster. If you can get close enough, you can really see something that would never be visible to the naked eye. I mean, a shark jumps out of the water as fast as a trout or something. But these guys want to keep pushing it, and they want to get closer and closer to see this unbelievably, continually fascinating creature.
Are there segments or shows that you've done over Discovery over the years that stand out in your own mind?
I mean, the air Jaws thing is just fantastic. I mean, that was just a total advance. We really didn't know that they breached that way,
right,
in South Africa. It was kind of a fisherman's tale. But that, I mean, we've done amazing things with currently the cameras that I was talking about. The Phantom camera can shoot so differently. You just see a shark so differently when you're seeing it at 1,000 frames per second. It's like you can reach out and touch him. I mean, I advise everyone to go out and find the biggest TV they can to watch this, because it's great. It's amazing.
I want to know if all the people who've been working on this for 25 years still go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
do.
We practically go out and wave little flags and say, they're here, but...
You're crazy, Brooke.
But again, they don't want to eat people. I mean, really, almost all the bites you hear about are them mistaking people for something they do want to eat. And, you know, over and over again, like the guy that was up in Boston, in Chatham, you know, that's one of those, you know, if the shark had actually, and it sounds like it was a great white, wanted to, you know, eat him, he would not be around talking. I mean, that was kind of that sounds like kind of a spit out and, you know, blah.
Well, until they don't get so easily confused, we're not going in.
Do go in. Just don't swim with seals. If you see seals around, do not swim. Do not swim in a black wetsuit either.
It's like hors d'oeuvres.
Just know where they think it's food and, you know, back away. Healthy respect for the shark is always a good idea.
Brooke, have you been in the water with sharks?
I have been in the water with smaller sharks, not with great whites. But I wouldn't dive with great whites. Free dive. I'm looking forward to the time when I get in a cage with a great white, though.
Wow.
They're just amazing.
Well, it's become an iconic thing in our country now, Shark Week, and we're enjoying it this week on WTOP as well. Brooke, thanks so much. Congratulations on a great run and many years to come.
Thank you very much.